Stories Podcast.
Hey everybody, this is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast. Sorry it's late this week. My run-in with fries on Saturday morning was a little stressful, and I didn't feel like recording after that. So it's taken a day. Also, my in-laws are in town from Biloxi, and as we all know, Hurricane Gustav is coming, which means it's going to be a while until they and their cat go home, which means Nardo's not a happy guy. Anyway, this is where Saturday usually is when the weekly challenge is. Post the topic, folks send in stories. A lot of cool stories this week. And the topic was chosen by Fricker Fracker. And it was the game Twister. You know, lay down your red, lift it on blue, fall down, ha ha, and then get molesting each other or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, good stories this week. And in order to choose who goes first, we go with the winner of last week. And you goofballs went ahead and chose and voted for Planet Z. What the hell is wrong with you people? What the hell is wrong with you? Anyway, the text of the stories are in the show notes at podcastingguardsfullofcrap.com. And so you can read along, maybe even sing along. So here we go with Planet Z story. And your fault.
She wanted to try something new, so we bought pajamas made out of Twister boards, colors all over. We can't spin the spinner ourselves, so we program the computer to call out colors and hands and feet. We take turns, putting this on that, that on this, and so on. No matter how much we try, it's hard to stay at it for long before tearing these jammies off. One night, she had too much to drink. Right foot on red became kicked to the crotch. You don't play that game anymore. Don't break the ice? Yeah. Pass the ice pack.
Okay, well, I hope that guarantees Planet Z doesn't win next week. Once again, the text of the stories are in the show notes. You can also check out the links of people's pages that they post that say, hey, check out my stuff. It's really good. And if you don't send in a link, I'm trying to get this done and get this up. I'll try to update it, but it's a pain in the ass to update the freaking poll and all that. So try to remember that kind of stuff when you send it in. I'm really running out of time, and I got to get bread baked for the fondue dinner tonight. So I'm rushing this one and doing all sorts of things. Sorry about that. I know you expect better of me. Well, whatever. Okay, we got some rookies in this week. The first one is Sinedra of... Hold on, wait, what's Sinedra's page? Gotta make sure. She was like, she wrote one, and was like, oh my god, I can't, you know. But she sent one in, and like, 2cents.blogspot.com, something like my 2 cents. I'll try to dig. Sam, don't want to dig that up. People don't send the stuff in, and can't really reward, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Anyway, here's Sinedra, and, thank you for, you know, recording this and giving it a shot, and, good luck. Here we go.
Hi, this is Sinedra Rivera, and this is my 100-word story for Weekly Challenge 124. It was really nice of your mom to lend you her car, I told him as we sat in the back seat in the dark. Did he just put his right hand there? I thought the dance was nice. Great music, too, I said, trying not to sound nervous. Did he just put his left hand down there? Words escaped me as his mouth covered mine. He leaned against me, and I felt myself fall back onto the leather seat. This is really going to happen, I thought to myself, as he lifted my leg and put it up there.
And these are the days when I regret that these stories are only 100 words. Thank you, Sinedra. You can check out more from her at, well, the links can be in the show notes. And remember, don't just try it once and then like, oh my god, now it was terrible. No. Come back. Come back. It was good. It's good. You've just... People... There are people that come and they're, oh yeah, I'm going to try... And then they run away. It's like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. It was so terrible. No, come on. Come on. It was good. All right. Here's another. Here's another first-timer. And this one's Holly Hollywood of Cold Fusion Island, which is next to Artropolis in the Second Life. And it's Holly, and her stuff is on. She actually has some stuff on the 61, which I don't go to the 61 anymore. I mean, you know, when Domer was like, you know, and everyone going, and it was like, listen, just, you know, couldn't listen at work. And anyway, here's Holly Hollywood and her story.
Weekly Challenge number 124, The Game Twister by Holly Hollywood. It was their first date. She could taste his smell on her lips, but she was strong. Good girls don't let boys win so quickly, right? He wanted to walk her to her door. What should she do? Let him in? Just give in? She was helpless, but after offering him a drink, she said, "Let's play a game of Twister. It's just like riding a bike." He smiled at her, his eyes wild and piercing, tight jeans, loose shirt. Spin. Left arm blue. Spin. Right foot red. Spin. 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 His smell intoxicated her. Spinning, they fell to the ground. Who is the winner now?
We're all the winner. We are all the winner. Thank you, Holly. You can check out more from Holly. Go to Blue Fusion. Wednesday nights is when they have all sorts of stuff. And Wednesday nights is also when Sinedra does these party things and all that. But Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Remember, Wednesday. Just put that in your... In fact, it's Wednesday is already in your calendar. Okay. If I sound a little hurried and rushed and all that, trying to get this out there. Also, my wife stayed up all the way overnight, so drunk, sleepy, with her sister and brother-in-law, and an old cat and a slightly less old cat who's stuck on the patio and his turf taken over, and she wants them to play. No, they're growling at each other through the glass. They're angry. Nardo's pissed that his turf's been taken over. Oreo's pissed that he's been dragged halfway across the country and he's in a strange place full of strange smells. Yeah, they're just going to be cleaning each other's ears. Right. So I got to go in there every few minutes and make sure, oh, just let them have at it and just they'll get it out of their systems. Yeah, that really works. You know, I actually have to go into work tomorrow. I don't want to because I don't want to come home to a dead or torn apart Nardo or torn apart or dead Oreo. He's a good kitty. He's a spooky-eyed tuxy kitty. He's Edlo's blood uncle. Natasha, who is Edlo's mom, was a litter mate of Oreo. So he's about 18, 19 years old. He's a tough scrapper. He hunts. And so... He's territorial, he hunts, Nardo's territorial and hunts. This isn't like humans where they get along that way. No, they don't crack a few beers and go out shooting deer. No, they, with cats, when you get two like that, all of a sudden, grinning evil death. All right, enough of my angsting and all that crap. That's it with the rookies. We're going to the veterans. These are the people who keep coming back for more and more and more and more, and they put up with my shit every week. First up, Stephen from ideatrash.blogspot. Actually, he's got his own domain now, right? Stephen the Nuclear Man? Ideatrash.com? Isn't that right? I don't know. Check the show notes. Check the polls. The links are all in there. And here is Stephen.
The battle raged on before me, the virtual limbs of my fleet stretching out between star systems. The VR suit carried my body's commands to the drones slaughtering the enemy. Color-coded representations of star systems swam before my eyes. The drones had an advanced AI, capable of immediate battle tactics, but they were not smart enough for strategy. They could not see the grand picture and win the war. I saw the opening in the enemy's defenses. I gathered the fleet, twisted uncomfortably, and used my right hand to smash them all into the red dot of the enemy's homeworld.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man! You can check out his stuff at ideatrash.com. Okay, I'm going to hold off on all the suck-ups and all that kind of crap because I really, really, really need to get all this crap out of my system. Now they're talking about, okay, if they do fight, where do we bury Oreo? And it's like, what the fuck is up with you? Nonardo's yelling at the glass. He wants in. He knows that I'm doing a podcast, and he wants to interfere. But if I let him into this room, he'll just run through the door, and then, and if I leave the door closed, then they're going to be constantly opening the door every 5 seconds. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It's like, hear what? They were talking about this. Oh, God. That's why I hide in here. I know how you feel, Radar. Okay. All right. I know. All right. So, that's it for Steven the Nuclear Man, and let's move on to Justin Space Turtle. Ah. You can find his stuff at thebeendom.com/space turtle. Ah. Except for the ah part, all right?
Space Turtle. Hey, Justin Lemaster here from the Space Turtle with today's 100-word story. If you check my link today, it's a special link, and it goes to a ringtone I made that sounds like this. Space Turtle. Now, if that ain't cool, I don't know what is. Lawrence asked for it last week, or said he wanted it as a ringtone, and now it can be. Today's topic is Twister. And, of course, I have to have a twisted story for Twister. So, well, okay, it's not that twisted, but it's about Twister. So, here it goes. Murphy's wheelchair was parked in front of a plastic pad. The man in the dark suit engaged the brakes. The pad was a 4x6 grid of colored circles. The man in the dark suit spoke. You will play this game for your life. I will spin this dial 50 times. If you fail to follow the instructions 3 times, you will lose this game. The dial will give you a certain arm or foot and a color. You must place that appendage on the color of the circle to pass. Murphy's face drained to white. But I'm colorblind.
That's funny. Oh, now they're howling at each other. Okay, thank you, Justin. Space Turtle, Beanum, Space Turtle, Link, Show Notes, blah, whatever. Boom. Now the cats are howling at each other. And, okay, here's the deal. Yesterday, my wife picked up a dolly. I had to pick up beer for this weekend. 3 24-packs, which, for my wife, probably would be like 2-3 days herself. But, no, this, you know, the, all three are just going to, you know, blam. And I don't drink any of that crap. I don't drink, all three of them drink the Miller Lite crap. I don't. It's wimpy downstream American beer, as is described in the cartoon I-Beam. Me, I don't drink that garbage. I drink, you know, Bass, Guinness, Newcastle Brown. The good stuff. Shiner Bock, if I have to go American. But, actually, I'm going through this red wine here, this box of red wine. Good stuff. And I'll only drink a glass with the meal, and that's it. I'll do Jack Daniels and Coke Zero. Yeah, I know. We did Splash. You know, now, when Beth was here, it was like, you know, I had, like, almost full bottle, and then, like, instantly enough to last me, well, okay, last me, like, several weeks, which is barely a splash left in there. So I gotta go back and get more. But Labor Day's tomorrow, and no one ever drinks on Labor Day, so they're not gonna be open. Damn liquor stores. Anyway, I'm rambling, which is typical, blah, 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 whatever. Let's get on to the next story, which is Guy David, the man who does the music at the beginning, the end of the podcast, and during his story, Chirapas. No Chirapas were harmed in the production of the story by Guy David, who you can find at GuyDavid.com. It's enough of me angsting, screw it, fuck it, here we go.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast where the one-eyed man is not king, since the listeners are not blind. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. Today, I have for you part 10 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! Chiquito Chirapa was feeling like he's caught in some bad twister move, unable to move forward. That human game, involving colored circles and strange moves, held a strange fascination for him. It was like the problem of earning the trust of the humans. Strict rules, but no logic. He was listening to Sigler and Hutchins bitching about not winning the PASEC awards again, when it dawned on him all of a sudden. There was one place he could go where he would walk around as he is, and no one would suspect he's an alien. He started packing for DragonCon.
DragonCon. Actually, I thought about going to DragonCon at some point, but I'm not sure. What would I benefit from DragonCon? Someone make me the sale. Make me the pitch. I want you to go over every single con next year, and I want you to pick out which ones that I should go to. I know I'm going to SLCC next year. I'm going to it this year, in fact, this week. But what other ones should I go to? And this NME podcasting, it's all just like Adam Curry, kiss, 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 smooch, smooch, smooch. No one really gives a damn if I go to NME. You're going to see me elsewhere. The people are there. Blah, blah, blah. If it's at Vegas again, okay, maybe I'll go, all that. I'm just going to have a crap con, okay? Houston, crap con. Crap con, make up a year, 3,075. And it will be next year, but we'll call it crap con 3,075. And we're going to barbecue. We're going to have bread. If Nardo's still alive, we'll dress him up. And that's it. And we'll throw things in the pool. No throwing Nardo in the pool, okay? Anyway, Guy David, GuyDavid.com, that was his story. Chiquito Chirapa, he's going to Dragon Con. I don't know, maybe I'll go to Dragon Con to meet Chiquito Chirapa. Next up is Jeffrey Height. And last week I screwed up. I said Jeffrey Heights. It's Height, H-I-T-E, Height. And but even though his site is at greatheights.blogspot.com, but he's Jeffrey Height. So update your scorecards, and when the September call-ups come up, be sure to mark him on your ballot. Here comes Jeffrey and Helio's story.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story. This is my story for week number 124. The theme is the game of Twister. I call this one Twister Robbery. So he took everything, police officer said suspiciously. Well, you all just stood there and watched. Look, you're not understanding me. Let me explain it again. He came in with a gun and a twister.
A what?
A twister. You know, the game you play on the floor? He made us play Twister until we were so tangled up, there was no way we could do anything but watch. And that's when he took all your stuff? Yes. Now you just watched. So we made him and the two deputies play. Well, we cruised around in their patrol car. This has been Twister Robbery. If you enjoyed this story, please feel free to drop by greatheights.blogspot.com, where I post a prompt, where 100 words is just the beginning. Stories from me, a challenge for you.
Ha ha ha! Thank you, Jeff. And for all the people I've forgotten to thank so far, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping coming back and coming here and writing and reading and arithmeticking. You can check out more from Jeffrey Height at greatheights.blogspot.com. Okay, now Nardo is on patrol in the pen. Whatever. They're all going to go to sleep because they were up all night. So this is going to be fun. So I'm going to be awake and I'm going to be quiet. Bullshit. So anyway, that's all going to work itself out and blah, 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 and all that. You're wondering about the computer. I bought all these parts. I was going to get a laptop. Wound up and all that. The laptop I wanted from Toshiba was unavailable. But long story short, bought a desktop, bunch of parts. All the parts sucked. Wasted a week trying to get them all together. Bob tried to help, and just, nothing worked. So, essentially, they're making me eat Vista. And I'm keeping the 22-inch monitor on the desktop. And the desktop's going to remain as an audio station because I've got the M-Audio and all that, and it's all plugged in. But I'm not going to, and it'll be where I archive email and all that kind of crap. And then I'll use IMAP for checking in on the laptop, blah, 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 and all that. And there you go, and all's cool. There you go. That's the update. And the laptop is a Gateway FX7811. Yeah, I said I'd never use Gateway again. This is my third Gateway in a row. And even though they're now Acer's bitch, this was a good system for a good price. And it's got a great video card in it. Good, very slim, not very heavy. I think it's going to work out. So there you go. So let's continue on, and you've got enough updates from me, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about what I'm going through? Next up is Tom, who says that, essentially to shut up about the, footnote, and go with midi.libsyn.com. That reminds me, I've got a Libsyn account, and I've got to do interviews on there, and I've said, I don't want to interview podcaster, and that's down, blah, 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 and all that, and I've got all this extra space left over, and I haven't done anything for a month there. Shows how busy I am, or actually lazy. But, I'm not going to interview Tom, because we'll use up 5 hours of it, because he and I, we just talk and talk and talk and talk, like I'm doing now. So here's Tom, who used to be from Footnote, now he's saying use MIDI, so midi.libsyn.com.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Sex in a Box. Captain Aloysius Lidimus Bradley created a primitive but recognizable version of the game Twister. Bradley used sailcloth and a vulcanizing agent of an unknown origin. It would have been lost to the ages if Milton Bradley hadn't discovered a chest with the remains of the cloth and a parchment containing the rules. Given that Aloysius's game included knives, axes, swords, rungles, cautious nabekires, Milton never fully developed the game as we know it today, and only left notes on how to make the game less extreme. Students at Rice are now running a tournament with the missing pieces, Kevlar encouraged, but optional.
Now, dude, did you pick Rice because they're just smart there, or was the because, going Rice 91? Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom. Okay, actually, I haven't even checked out midi.libsyn.com. Let's go. midi.libsyn.com. And another great podcast by Libsyn. Do you do this one? I don't know. Electronic Music Box in the Net. I don't know. Does he do this one? I'm going to check this one out. If it turns out to be Tom, then it's Tom. Yay! And if it's not, then, okay, well, yay. But it's another great podcast hosted by Libsyn.com. Doesn't say who. In the show notes, I say it's me. I say it's you guys. It's all of us. Okay, hold on. Let's see. ABBA, Earth, Wind & Fire, Pet Shop Boys, T-Rex, Get Her Down, Bang It, whatever. So here we go with the next story, and the next story is from none other than the person that you and I both love, Fricker Fracker. He came up with the topic this week, so maybe some people don't quite love him as much, and other people who had fun writing the story love him lots. So it all balances out to just love, love, love. And I haven't caught any of his gigs in a while. Fricker, can you just send me a note when the next one? Screw it. You know what? Not this week, next, maybe this week, next week, whatever. Come on up to the tower and just go crazy on that flute, man, for 1 hour. Just wacko crazy. you know, make that dude from Jethro Tull look back and say, dude, that really schools me. And you'll be for 10 billion lendens. Okay, maybe not 10 billion, 9 or 8, I don't know. What's it going for these days? Is it worse than the lira or the Zimbabwe dollar? Whatever it is. We'll figure it out. Anyway, Fricker Fracker at the FrickerFrequency.com. I just love saying Fricker, 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 Fricker. And here's his story.
Hey, this is Fricker with my 100-word story for week 124. Our theme is The Game Twister. As young Kwai Chae Keng was about to endure the final step into the Shaolin priesthood, Master Po gave these words of caution. The burning scars of the dragon and of the tiger on your forearms show your inner strength. The pristine path of the traversed rice paper shows your control and compassion. But this final test will be your most difficult and most deadly. You must call upon your entire training, young grasshopper, the snake, the mantis, the white crane, and all of nature. You must show great speed and agility to continue from this point on. Left foot blue.
Cool. He was also in Kill Bill, you know? Yeah. Five palm exploding heart something trick, whatever. Thank you, Fricker Fracker. You can find stuff from Fricker Fracker, Fricker Fracker, Frequency, Fricker Fracker. Just look in the show notes. The link is there. And if it's not, squint your eyes and you will see it all. Ah, man. Well, this weekend's taking a lot out of me. Gee, I hope that it's a real light week. Not. All right. Next up is Sojant, otherwise known as SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman, Sojant Harrop. And I want to thank Sojant for helping out with she's going to get all pissed at me. Look, she had a lightning strike, took out her system, and Cody, Co-Bastard Redgrave, helped out to get that fixed. Another lightning strike. She's got Search Protector and all that crap. Apparently, line filter noise because it came in through the cable and blam! Toast. Now, my suggestion for people avoiding line filter noise is go Wi-Fi. I know that's crazy, but it's not like, you know, blam, the radio is going to, like, overload and, you know, like, blasting in a zone. Now, you get some lag, you get some latency, you get some problems, you get some interference every now and then. But if you're really, really worried about getting your cable zapped, and you put in a line filter there, and it's still not, you know, but you put that through there, and if not, you know, kaboom. I remember at the TV station, this was Channel 13, they had Category 5 running from the main building to the back area, and they used to blow up their Newstar terminals and their network systems all the time. And I said, why is that? And I looked, and where the Cat 5 went, it went right under the freaking tower. And yeah, it's insulated wire, but not that well insulated, and the conduit was non-existent. So things would get fried at either end when lightning would strike the freaking tower. And you're thinking, like, broadcast professionals, what the fuck? And so everything got put in the conduit except for the Category 5 cable, which kind of a ramshackle deal. So I arrive, and I was like, well, screw this. And I went fiber between two hubs, receivers, switches, whatever. And that solved it. And they never had a kaboom again, except when, you know, the geniuses, lightning struck the power. And blew it up through there. Although I had it on a line conditioner and everything, and they took it off there. This is just angst week, isn't it? So that's it for my power story. Let's move on to Sojin and his story. And thank you for helping out Eshi. And if anyone else wants to help her out, I'm handing her just a wad of cash on Thursday. And people are going to think, oh, what's going on here? Trying to get her back up and running. I mean, what do you think's going on there? no, really. Sojin, his story.
Hello, this is Sojin Terrapin. Here's my entry for weekly challenge number 124. The topic is the game Twister. Nothing like a little picnic to celebrate Labor Day. The kids running around playing frisbee. George is over there playing Twister with the Olsen twins. Cousin Frank has got chicken cooking on the barbecue, slopping on his secret sauce. Time to close my eyes for a little nap. What the hell? What's that yelling all about? What do you mean the barbecue chicken is on a rampage? Zombie chicken, you say? Dripping barbecue sauce? You're sure a joker, George. That's a good one. What? How did I get barbecue sauce on my shirt? Look up? Why should I look up?
Okay, I think we're just gonna have fresh fruit for dinner tonight. Thank you, Sojin. You can check out more from Sojin. Just look up in Google, A Soul Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Okay, fine, people. I'll go look up the links and put them in the poll for everyone who didn't send them. Just, I'll do that while it's rendering. I normally take a shower during that time, or a bath, or curl up in a ball and suck my thumb. What a day. Okay. Thank you, Sojin. You can check out more from Sojin. I already did that. Damn. Sleep much? Next up, whoa, Caleb's back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Caleb, you can find his stuff at blacktiemartiniclub.com with the Republican convention coming up this week. Let's see what he does. Oh, God. Dude, and look, here's how you deal with an abscess in your leg. You get a needle, and you flame the needle, you stick it in there, you drain, and then you get a whole bunch of rubbing alcohol, and you just, it's going to fucking hurt. It's going to really fucking hurt. But if you can't go to the doctor and get the antibiotics for it, that's, you know, or hydrogen peroxide will clean out too, but it's going to fucking hurt. But when it gets straight, and you're going to have to drain a few times. But the thing is, you got to keep it sealed, packed. Otherwise, it'll just get worse. And go to fucking doctor, man. Whatever. Just say you got shot. And then don't speak English. Speak Dutch. And say you're an illegal Dutch immigrant. And then they're going to be like, oh, okay, well, we'll give you all your health care for free and we won't hunt you down. It works down here for Mexicans in Houston. Whatever. Here's Caleb. You can check out his stuff at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And it looks like there goes my entire Mexican contingent for listenership. Hola! What was it Lawrence requested I do? Oh, yeah.
Wah!
There you go.
Ask and ye shall receive. Likewise, I got a story here for you. It's a little bit on the dark side. Oh, by the way, hi, my name is Caleb. I'm from the Black Time Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com for all of your Black Time Martini Club needs. Or most of them, anyway. And I've got a story. It's a little bit dark, but I've been feeling a little under the weather this week. And so here, I hope you enjoy it. It's a little something I call, with apologies to Chevy Chase, Under the Rainbow.
NEM! It's a twister!
Those were the last words Dorothy Gale ever spoke. She had run away at 14 with a snake oil salesman named Professor Marvel. He turned her out in Kansas City. When she appeared on the farm again, years later, her last remaining relation tried to get her clean. When the delirium tremens set in, she would dream she was in some magical land called Oz. It was one of these fits that dropped her into the hog sty, and as the beasts began devouring her track mark flesh, poor Uncle Henry shuffled into the house for his gun.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the window, why, oh why can't I?
Yay! That was weird. Thank you, Caleb, and welcome back. You can check out more from Caleb at BlacktimeMartiniClub.com. Also, you'll find a snapshot of Caleb's avatar in Metaverse Messenger, page 20, along with some, you know, robotic Elvis. it just gets weirder and weirder. Next up is Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses. If I just get a whole bunch of tater tots and put them in the oven, these people are just going to pack them away. But actually, right now, they're starting to go to sleep. That's right. It's 11:14. They're starting to go to sleep. My wife says, wake me up at 2. And it's like, God. She always asks me to do the impossible. You know, take out the trash. Pick up after yourself. You know, don't do that in front of guests. God, why does she keep saying the bar so high? Anyway, Houston Keys, Tater Tots for the Masses, who lovingly offered me space up in Dallas in case there's a hurricane. So I'm just going to go up to Dallas, you know, grab the laptop and go, and just the hell with everything. And, dude, we'll eat tater tots.
Right foot red.
Jerry, do I have to keep doing this?
Yes, it's in your contract. Now right foot red.
Okay.
Wade, watching the sweat make its long harrowing journey from the nether regions of your man boobs to your belly button has disturbed me to the point of loss of concentration.
So can I quit?
What do you think, Satan?
Again, I was getting kind of bored anyway, since he's the only one playing.
We could get Jerry Jr.
Stop it, you sicko.
I guess. Wade, go send in Pac-Man and tell him it's time for his community service.
Pac-Man Jones, will you ever live that rowdy lifestyle down? No. Thank you, Houston Keys. You can check out more from Houston Keys at tatertotsfromthemasses.blogspot.com. Congratulations on going from, well, what have you done? Gone to another, no, same job, different, I can't understand.
I just want a new job myself. Come on, get me the hell out of that place.
All right, one more. Anima Zabaleta of Zabadabba Dabba Dabba Abba Zabba Dabba. Links in the show notes. I'm running out of steam here, folks. I'm tired. I'm silly. I'm smelly. I'm icky. Anima Zabaleta, here is your story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 124, themed Twister. This story is The Birthday Party. Mr. Rex, please come pick up Tyra. She hadn't meant to bite Edmund's head off. You've ruined my birthday party, whinged Maya. Even Thelma, the exchange from Romania, looked appalled. It wasn't her fault. She didn't want to play that stupid game anyway. She was too tall and ungainly. Maya had gone on and on about how much fun it would be. So easy to play. Left foot yellow, right foot blue, right hand red. They all laughed and laughed when she tipped over, reaching with all her might. Arr, if only the Cretaceous period would end, mumbled Tyra to herself.
And that's it for this week. A whole bunch of stories about the game Twister. Thank you very much to everyone who participated this week in sending in stories, recording them, having fun, and even if some people I've heard did some research. And hopefully it didn't hurt too badly. Twister is a dangerous, horrible, evil game. You have to be really young to be foolish enough to play it, I think. Or just really desperate. You can find the text for the stories in the show notes there at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, you can vote for your favorite stories. And you can click all the checkboxes of the stories you like and not click the ones that you think were quite there. And the winner ends up going first next week, which might be a little bit delayed because I'm in Tampa and who knows if I'm going to get, you know, stuck in a furry orgy. Show notes. You can subscribe to this podcast if someone gave it to you and said, psst, here, take this. You can click one click subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Ready, look it up in all the forums. Go, hey, I heard of this real good podcast and I just want to post it. You know, Grace McDonough had a thread in part saying, hey, anyone have any short storytelling, you know, sites or podcasts? Did anyone mention this one? Where's the love, people? Where's the love? I know where the love is. You put it all into your stories, and we heard that this week. The topic for next week is already posted. I just, you know, I'm sorry about being late. Just that, you know, relatives, whatever. And I've angsted a little bit. This is a little longer than usual. One of these days I'll do that, you know, garage band type stuff and put this stuff in show notes and maybe we'll skip chapters in order to get to the stories and ignore my garbage. So, thank you for listening, and same thing will happen next week, I hope, unless, you know, the plane, you know, whatever. Or if, like, the laptop isn't working. It's a good laptop. It's a good laptop. I think it's going to work. But maybe I'll have a few people record some stuff while I'm there. And maybe do this live. You know? Whip out the microphone and just sit in the lobby and put this together as people walk by and completely throw me off. So thank you for sending stories in. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.